Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sabathia with a 1-2 pitch. Swing and a drive. Down the left field line. Braun going come back. On, he looks up and it is gone!
Yes!
Grand slam Victorino!
Oh my!
Phillies lead here in the second, 5-1.
A 1-2 pitch. Oh, is that huge?
Joe DeCamera and I were embracing at that very moment, I agree.
Wow.
We're back.
Dude, it was.
Get chills listening to the stock calls.
And you know what? LA sounded like Michael Bourne before Michael Bourne.
What's I'm saying? LA used to. He wasn't wooing over Scott, but he was doing
it. Yeah, he'd get in there. I'll tell you, I am looking forward to hearing Scott France again. It will be L.A., I think, for I believe all the playoffs.
Yes.
I think back to those years. Listen, there are a couple preeminent calls from Fransky. That one, the Roy Halladay no-hitter at home, and the Jimmy Rollins double off Roxy. I think those three are the main three when you think of Fransky, because, of course, Harry was in the booth for the clincher. And I'm looking forward over, the next month, but also the next bunch of years.
Yeah,
for
the
new memories.
Fransky October again. It's great.
Now, and I'll touch on that in a second. Today's broadcast brought to you by Chickens and Pete's. Chickens and Pete's Malvern invites you to a one-of-a-kind playoff watch and wager experience, the first and only sportsbook inside a standalone location at Chickens and Pete's Malvern. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that, like, the Phillies very easily, next year they're not going to be a bad team. They have money to spend in free agency. They could make a trade or something like that. But it's also like this is much different than 2007 when the Phillies started their run because they had young franchise players that ended up becoming some of the best in franchise history. This team's built differently. Doesn't mean they can't still have success.
Sure.
But like they're like I don't know how we view 2008 at the beginning of 2008 because I don't remember exactly what
it was.
Well,
we were pumped up. They had made the playoffs, and we knew the talent was likely only to improve. So,
but I guess my point is,
and they had the way they finished off 2008, they had to come from behind again.
Totally,
to catch the Mets.
I don't know if we're going to feel like that next year after this season.
No.
You know what I mean? Because they got swept in the first round of the playoffs. It's not like they had in 2007. The Phillies had a nice run in the playoffs.
And to be really fair, I mean, the Phillies have some nice core pieces here, clearly, but. It pales in comparison to the combination. I mean, Cole, Wheeler, fine. But Ryan Howard, Chase Utley, and Jimmy Rollins were on a different level. I mean, I'm not saying a different level than Bryce Harper. Bryce is one. Those guys were three.
Jason Worth was an all-star. Shane Victorino made an all-star game, was an excellent player.
Yes.
Ruiz was a perfect complement for not needing offense from the catcher necessarily. Feliz was a good defensive third baseman.
Yeah.
They were better defensively.
They were great defensively.
We know they were a better team. Yeah. I guess my point is that it's still like I'm trying to live in the moment with this team because you never know when you're going to be able to go back, right?
Yeah.
Like, so it's like live in the moment with this team this year. Our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, Route 309, online marks-jewelers.com. If you're getting engaged, Mark's Jewelers is the place to go, online marks-jewelers.com. Let's run a phone call or two here, then we'll get to some of the particulars in the series. Jeff, it's called from Quakertown. Jeff, go ahead. How are you, Jeff?
I think the Phillies definitely deserve to be in the playoffs. I don't care about the number of three wild cards. Take into consideration the fact that their schedule puts them with the Atlanta Braves and the New York Mets. And who do the St. Louis Cardinals play? Pittsburgh? The Reds? Please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good point. Yeah, it's a good point. The Phillies were in a division with 200 game winners, essentially.
In 2008, you left out the most important name, Brad Lidge.
Yeah.
Well, he was huge, and that was a Michael Bourne trade.
He was perfect.
He was, in fact, perfect.
Not missed a single save.
Well, hold on. Except for the one blown save.
I don't believe you're correct. I believe he was completely perfect the entire year.
You're talking about
the All-Star game.
Which, by the way. I forgot about that.
I know. Yeah. Which, by the way, if you remember, I think they had him pitch about 75 pitches in the bullpen warming up, which was which was a disgrace. Anyway.
I don't remember any of this, Joe, no. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here to remember.
Because I think that one mattered. So I actually was, like, watching the entire All-Star game because I wanted to find out if the Phillies were going to have home field advantage.
Now, I think the reason why you've come around on the Phillies thing, Joe, not only because the Phillies are in the playoffs and that's exciting for Philadelphia sports fans, is I genuinely believe you have more joy watching Phillies fans happy than actual joy for yourself. Because you feel like this is a team that, they made the playoffs, but, like,
why
they're not all that good.
Why am I being painted? Richie, did you put him up to this? What is this?
I listen to you on my ride in
every day.
It's
a prosecution right now. I'm excited.
Okay,
I'm wearing a uniform. By the way, John, I do have an issue.
You're dour, Joe.
I need a ruling.
Wear your gloves. Well, are you really into this or not?
I can't do my phone with the gloves. Let me ask you guys a question.
Because
I do have a problem here that I need help with.
It does show a certain amount of enthusiasm you're dressed in.
You
the
came
full
prepared
out
today, Joe. Yes.
Phillies.
So here's
playing
here's,
out.
Guys, here's the issue. I said gloves for years, I said, if the Phillies made the playoffs, I would wear the uniform on the first day of the playoffs, which is tomorrow, which I was planning to do.
But then you threatened to not wear the uniform because you said they didn't deserve your, enthusiastic response.
Yeah, phony
because
baloney.
Of the three
so then Pete calls in from Chickies and Pete's, and he's like, hey, man, I'd love you to wear the uniform tomorrow when you're, when you're here. This was yesterday on the air. I said, Pete, for you. Love you. Crab fries, the best, the whole deal. I'll do it. But, Ike, am I going to wear this 2 days in a row now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, you are. Yes. Okay.
Damn sure better wear it tomorrow because tomorrow's game day.
So let me ask you this. Is there a chance if they go on a run, gentlemen, that this might have to be a daily occurrence in October?
Yes.
Does that chance actually exist?
Yes.
Yes.
Just change your draws.
Okay.
All right.
I will take it under advisement.
Oh, so you think maybe he has to go with everything?
I mean, yeah. I'm just saying, if I'm doing it for Thursday and Friday, and if we get in here on Monday and they've advanced, Monday and Tuesday are looking pretty likely.
Yeah. I like it.
I don't, but okay.
Especially if they win, games one and two right out the gates. Like, you did have some effect.
Okay. I mean, I'm just saying I'm open-minded to that.
Do you feel more confident when you wear that? Have you had any folks,
he would look much more confident walking
an
in.
Autograph
well,
today.
Let me just say this.
Look confident.
I feel like a tool. I went out to my car about two commercial breaks ago, and I was walking through the parking lot, and I completely forgot I had this on. I'm like, and then people started looking at me. Oh, my God.
Do you have a cup on?
No cup. No, they didn't have one my size.
There you go. So
kids department.
The Phillies guys are 4-3 against the Cards this season. All right, they played 3 in Philly. Phillies won 2 of 3. And you see this in baseball now. It's like, and then they were separated by a series. So they had a series in between, and then they went out to St. Louis after that. So I believe it was over the course of 11 days that they played all 7 of their games. So they won 2 of 3 in Philly. Miles Mikolas, who could be their opening day starter for the Cards, he took the loss in Game 1. Wheeler in Game 3 had 7 shutout innings. Wainwright took the loss. So that's how it played out in Philly. In St. Louis, they split. The Phillies won the first two. They lost the last two. I think most notable from that is Wheeler was very good. Wainwright pitched a complete game, but he lost. But Wheeler was very good. 7 shutout innings. And then Nola got hit up a little bit in Game 4. He gave up 5 runs in 7 innings. So it
that's not going to happen.
And Game 3
it's
was,
October, Nola.
Game 3 was a bullpen game for the Phillies, so they almost kind of just surrendered that one right there. Not a lot of domination, but you can see.
How old is Adam Wainwright?
He's got to be 38, 39.
He's pretty old,
I think he's in his 40s.
Is he? Yeah, they can
start. We have a chance to face Adam Wainwright. And
they're going to face
him. Okay.
Well, unless he pitches
in game one.
Unless pitch game
He's 41.
In game 41?
They are not going to start him in a game here. They can't do that. That's not the right move
so
for the franchise
bad.
Is not Wainwright.
So bad lately. We can only hope that he's on the mound. I mean, I want to say his ERA is like up above 7 in the last month.
All right.
Yeah. Bring it.
They might, and I haven't seen if they've named their starters or whatever. But before we go back to the phones, let's talk to Ike Reese.
Hey, the new era for Thursday Night Football is here, and it's only on Prime Video. Tonight is some serious offensive horsepower power as Matt Ryan and the Indianapolis Colts travel to Denver to take on Russell Wilson and the new-look Broncos. Pre-game coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern with TNF Tonight, delivered by Little Caesars, live from Denver. Yeah, you're not an Amazon Prime member, you say? Well, sign up for a 30-day free trial to stream the game. It's the Colts and the Broncos, only on Prime Video. See Amazon.com/watch TNF for details.
Let's go to Sean in New Jersey. Sean joins the Marks and Reese Show with Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie here for another couple minutes. What's up, Sean? How are you?
Hey, John, I just want to say real quick, I really appreciate you guys playing for the team when I was growing up, and I had a lot of respect watching you guys play when you guys were on the team.
Appreciate that, Sean.
Thank you.
First thing is, I really appreciate you guys holding Joe DeCamera accountable. That's
what we do.
Really good, you know. But real quick, to my Eagles point, do you guys really think if we lose tomorrow, is everything going to be a fluke? Like, you know.
Season's over. They lose on Sunday.
It's not over.
It's an outrage.
It's not over. I'm saying our final scores, we're going to be 15-2 for the season and 6-0 in the division. And my quick Eagles point is if we lose the series, does John Middleton dismantle the team and rebuild, even though you have Boehm, Scott, Hoskins,
no.
Harper, and all these guys that, you know. I'm just saying, I mean, we're a tough fan base. I mean, you know, we lose.
There's not much you can do. You can trade Hoskins, but I'll tell you who you won't be able to trade is Castellanos, guys. No one will take that contract. I mean, they are stuck with him.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you got to hope that he comes back next year with a clear mind and you get the player that we thought we signed. I mean, hopefully he can contribute something in this postseason.
Well, yeah, I mean,
he's been a disappointment.
He's been terrible.
Doubt.
I mean,
yes,
guys,
no doubt.
As far as free agent signings go, he is near the bottom of the list in recent years. I mean, he's not Nnamdi bad, but guys, he's bad.
No, he's not been that bad.
He's been pretty bad.
So, Joe, I think
that gets overplayed. He's not been good,
he's
been
300
productive
last year. 300.
In the last,
yeah. So,
the last stretch, he was better than you're willing to give him credit. I mean, he was getting on base an awful lot. I mean, his batting average is now, 265, something like that.
I thought he picked it up in the second.
He did pick it up a little bit.
Joe, I would say
he never smiles.
I would say that when you look at his numbers, you're surprised that he had done as well as he had, right?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't think he had a good first year. But also, if you were expecting Castellanos 330 home runs, 100 RBIs, that's not really what he is. That's not the player you're getting. It's closer to the player you're getting right now.
Right.
You hope he's a 20 home run guy and he's 280, right? But he did improve in the second half.
He did.
He did improve in the second half. But so here's the thing right now.
But it was dumb baseball for such a long time. That's why we got so
frustrated. He drove
you crazy. Everyone just pitched him away, and he kept swinging.
Yeah, I mean,
for months on end. Like, what the – watch some tape on yourself, man. Figure it out. And it didn't seem like he was willing to change. It felt very Carson Wentz-esque.
I think it was very mental for him to where you're right. They said we're just gonna pitch away from him, and with two strikes we're gonna throw him that slider down and away, and he was swinging at it all the time. He had to make an adjustment, right? Like until you stop swinging at it, they're gonna keep throwing it to you.
Yeah.
I think he made an adjustment.
He was
swimming in his head. I don't know if there was something else going on or it was just a new city. Whatever it is. And here's another thing with Castellanos. No one focused on him. It's not like that he was this big free agent signing and we were crushing him.
Right.
He got away without any criticism. We barely even talked about him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, so it gets back to the Bryce Harper.
I don't know about – I mean, not as much, John, as some others. But at 19-31, you know, he was under a certain degree of scrutiny.
I mean,
I was very hateful.
I mean, yeah, Richie was, man. I mean, I'll talk for the show we did, man. John Richie was all over
you two guys.
Yeah.
Dude, we'll bury anybody.
Sorry, man.
So, yeah. John, I wanted to
– He deserved it.
If you could check your schedule, we wanted to do another Howie Roseman appreciation show, and we need to have you present at least for the first couple hours of it.
Well, he's been wonderful, actually, lately.
John, you're willing to admit you were wrong?
I was – not wrong.
It's a yes, no
three
question.
Years ago.
It's a yes, no
or
question.
4 years ago. Wrong in what way?
Wrong in your opinion was proven inaccurate.
When? Which opinion? That Howie did a bad job with this roster 3 years ago?
Belief
that
in
was
Howie.
Terrible.
Belief in Howie.
Belief
yes.
in Howie.
All right. Joe, who also called for his firing.
I do remember that.
I got it.
By the way, there's a lot of I was rightest going around here this table this hour.
Oh, dude, there's a. I mean, I've been so wrong this past year with my opinions, Joe.
Well,
I mean,
think about the last decade. Think of the decade before that. You're wrong that decade.
I have been on a drought.
I'm tired,
particular.
Guys. This 5 hour thing, man. There's a reason shows are only 4 hours.
Hey, hang in there, man.
you're almost through it, Joe. Hang in there, man. You're almost through it. But I mean, and John, here's what I would say to you.
Just throwing stuff out there.
When we had the Howie Roseman Appreciation Day, that you were mad listening to it in the car, I as a football guy myself, I could see where it was going. To be critical of Howie when it got to its lowest was very fair. I mean, they made a lot of bad draft choices, and they made a lot of wrong decisions in free agency. He's rebounded very well.
He sure has. And, yeah, you got to give him credit. The last two drafts look like they've hit. But it does feel like he's changed his approach to some degree. It does feel like we're targeting players who were productive in college at the highest level, which is a great sign. And so I do appreciate that. But I always felt that Howie was managing and mastering the cap. We knew that he was good with math, and that will never be
so
not the case. But
you would rather
he's
have a
great
guy.
At wheeling and he's great at wheeling and dealing.
Okay.
And for the last two off seasons, his personnel assessment and by the scouting staff, and then Howie making the final decision, it's been spot on.
And we'll see where they go. They just lost a lot of their front office, so we'll see replacing those guys. We'll see where they go from here. But I think everybody agrees that he has his strengths and his weaknesses. But John Ritchie would rather have Jim Tom Sula with a pencil in his ear making decisions
exactly.
than Howie because he's a captain.
What happened to Tom Sula?
He wants Robert Saleh.
And he was tough. Yeah. Right? Hey, the Jets are winning games now.
Yeah.
Robert Saleh might be a good coach, Joe. I know he's a good defensive coordinator. He looks like he might be a good head coach as well because the Jets are actually winning some games.
Take the Jets Sunday, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Jets over Miami at home. Teddy Bridgewater starting. Take the Jets at home.
I like the pick. Let's go to Nate in West Philadelphia. Nate, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? I've been trying to reach you guys for like 3 days, but that's okay. I know you're about to go off the air. So I want to hype Eagle Nation.
No, we're on the air till 6 o'clock. No, there's no baseball game today. We're on the air till 6 o'clock.
I just wanted to hype Eagle Nation up with my new Hype Eagle jingle, if y'all don't mind.
No wonder he's been trying to get a hold of us. All right, so this is what happens. I mentioned this
Sounds
the other day.
Good.
The Eagles get good, and everybody becomes a rapper and a jingler and everything else.
Actually, I had wrote an Eagle song back in 2018 with Steve Miller Band Music. It's called Eagles 2018 New Anthem on YouTube. But this is my Eagle jingle, if y'all don't mind.
Let's go. Let's roll.
Sounds super.
Okay. E to the A to the G. L to the E to the S. All the teams that come to play know my Eagles are the best. Eagles!
All right.
A Philly's
very
jingle.
Catchy.
All righty.
That was it.
I like what's a jingle. It's not a song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. I got the song on YouTube. It's Eagles 2018 New Anthem. That's all with our Steve Miller Band Music. But I want to thank you guys for listening to me.
That was good. Can you expand it a little bit? Give us a little more content. I liked it a lot.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
All right, get a Phillies jingle, too. This is a Phillies Red October pregame show.
Yeah, why don't we have the Phillies jingle, man?
Let's go. All right, so tomorrow you guys are the official pregame show for
that's right.
Because we will come on postgame as the first pitch is right here on WIP at 2:07.
You guys off at 6?
I am not.
Let's make sure this isn't a 5:47, a 6 o'clock show tomorrow.
Well, no, I will be doing postgame with Joe Giglio after the final out.
Well done.
And we have been beneficiary of a lot of short shows recently, and you haven't got as much of that.
Inside radio right here.
I would have much
by the way, this is what they call professional jealousy right now from me.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we don't make the schedules.
By the way, Joe, I would have much rather been on the air yesterday than having a meaningless final game of the season where it didn't matter.
Which, by the way, I got to blast the Phillies because the Phillies losing that game yesterday meant that I did not get my official prediction right of 88 wins for the season.
Ah.
That's unbelievable. Dude, I was so close to being exactly right for the Eagles and Phillies back-to-back years.
At least they showed up yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm sure Topper and Dombrowski had the conversation. Well, the camera would have it correct. We should maybe play everybody the whole game. Put Wheeler in for Joe to camera. They're like, no, why don't we rest him for
I can't imagine
whatever.
How insufferable Joe would be had he actually nailed that number.
Well, I'll tell you right now. I would
thank the Phillies.
I would have led the show today with
yeah,
that.
Yeah. I'm aware.
Well, listen, guys, we'll be listening tomorrow. As
When am I going to get to do Beat the Hammer?
I'd love that. That'd be fun, man.
You know what I mean? Richie Rich.
Maybe some Eagles trivia from your era.
It don't have to be Eagles trivia.
Give me your wheels.
He's kind of good at that stuff. I don't know.
Oh, believe me, I listen to him every Friday.
Yeah.
I want to get Nick Sirianni against him. That's who really wants to
There's plenty of times that I've beaten him.
Really?
Well, plenty can be five or six.
Well, yeah, let's get Ike. Well, I'm all for this then.
It's also easier to do in the car than when you have the hot lights on.
You think I'm going to be stage fright?
I'm confident Ike can withstand that. Let's get this set up.
It's intriguing, I'll say that.
Look at him.
That means no.
No, it doesn't mean no.
You want to do NBA trivia?
Oh, dude.
Yes.
Come on, man.
Yes.
You kidding me?
It doesn't mean no, but it's also not, let's make this happen. I'll kick your butt.
It's like, let me process it and figure out my next move.
Your mind does work differently than others, Joe, so I know you need to process it. All right, John Ritchie, Joe DeCamber, thank you.
Thank you, Phils.
We will
go Phils, ladies and gentlemen.
Today's broadcast.
Very exciting time of the year, really. This is great.
Broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. We're live.
Field of Dreams right here. Field of Dreams.
Chickies and Pete's, South Philly. He looks like Ty Cobb over there. Ice cold Budweiser specials during all Phillies playoff games. Perfect with crab fries. ChickiesandPete's.com for a location near you. So we're going to come back with Baldy. As Baldy has done the appropriate breakdowns, he will give us his thoughts on the Eagles and what he thinks about Sunday's game against the Cardinals. And a lot of, you know, there's injuries out there. We don't know exactly what's going to happen with that, but feels like the injuries aren't that big of a deal. Slay is going to be back. Full participant in practice yesterday. But Brian Baldinger coming up next. He'll break it down. We'll get back in the Phillies conversation as it is Red October. It is Marks and Reese. We're live at Chickies and Pete's at South Philly. But, hey, listen, let's talk about BetMGM for a second. Football fans, listen, turn a loss into a win with the King of Sportsbooks. Just place a single first touchdown score prop bet on any pro football game. And if your bet loses, you'll receive up to $25 back in free bets. This offer is available all season long. Wager confidently. Take your game to the next level with BetMGM. Just log into your account or download the BetMGM app and sign up today. Wager on any player to score the first touchdown in any pro football game. And if your bet misses, you'll get up to $25 back in free bets. BetMGM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.